Okay. Omelet of Popol Abaye. Maishno Rishonim, the Srachish Lumniso. How come by the early Adiris there was Echetin Nisim? Maishon Anan, we, the Lomas Rachish Lumniso. Rashi explains what is this doing here, because we were just speaking about someone who's Mevaza himself al Kedushas Hashem. He gets undressed in the street because he finds himself wearing shatnez. This Gemara is going to talk about now Mesiras Nefesh al Kedushas Hashem. So Rav Papa wants to ask Abaye, why would a free of the Gedoris Zoicha Tanisim and we are not? Imishum Tanuye, is it because of their learning? He says, I can't be, because Bishoni the Rebbe Yehuda, in the years of Rebbe Yehuda, who was earlier than him, Kuli Tanuye ben Ezekin Ava, their Iker learning, they were great, Rashi says, they weren't great in all the storm, they were Iker and Ezekin, the Tlosabovi, the Bobas Ava. Vanan, Komasnin and Shita Sidri, we are learning all street storm. If anything, learning may be stronger now than it was then. Achreinim Taina, why was Rabbi Yehuda so much into Nezikin? He goes to Shitosa. Rabbi Yehuda says in Baba Kama, I man the boy lemevi chasido ikayim milei the Nezikin. And Rabbi Yehuda was a big chosid we had before in the beginning of Nanta, and the beginning of Nida. Lav Yulurishu, which more calls them. Okay. Oh. So they were the Ika learning the Zikin or the Bovis, and we learn all over. We have a Moti Reb Yehuda Uktsin, when Reb Yehuda got to Mishnayis in Uktsin, actually his first Mishnah is in Tyrus, but it's Binyoni Uktsin. Uisha Shekovesh is Yerek Begideiro, Amrilo Mishnah in Uktsin, Zaysim Shekovshim Betarfeim Tahirim. Yeah, it's not, we have to get into it now, but it's about Zaysim that Kovish, they were, what do you call Kovish? They were soaking them, pickling them. And the leaves were sticking out. The leaves become tar, they're not a yad. It's not okay right now what the din is there. The point is, what he's trying to point is that when Rav Yehuda got to those Mishnayis, the difficult Mishnayis, Omar, he said, Havayis the Ravu Shmuel ko chazino hocho. I see the Shakabitai of Rav and Shmuel, my Rebbeim. Rashi explains the Kloma Tam Mishnayis Halolu, Pshat in these Mishnayis, Kosholai, is difficult. Kichol akushis, like all the kashis, Shoshnei Rabosai miskashim v'em kol haGemara. He has great difficulty with these Mishnayis. V'anan, we, komasnin in buuktsin, we have in uktsin, tleisa mesifta. 13, either Tosfos learns it means that 13 yeshivas sitting and learning Tyrus. Rashi learns it means that 13, like, storim on it. Like Rashi says, Mishnas Rebbe, Reb Chiyah, Mishnas Bar Kapor, different systems of brises on that. Meaning to say, when he got to the Mishnayis in Uktsin, he got stuck, so to speak. And we're going strong over there. So if anything, learning is stronger in our door. And yet, V'ilu Reb Yehuda, ki havisholif chad misane. When he took off one shoe, meaning for a tiny tzibur, there was no rain, so to make a tiny tzibur, you have to take off your shoes. He took off one shoe, meaning he just began the process, and already he was answered. Osimitro, the rain came. Vanan, we come mitzarin in Avshan, we are mitzar ourselves, umitzavach kotzach avinu, we are shouting Tashem, v'les demash karbon. That was his question. How come they were zoicha to so much more than we are? It's not learning. Adarabba, you see, they were, and I would say limited, but their dog Ishchozik was in the Zikin. We're all over the place. When he got to that mission, Uktsin, he got stuck, so to speak. And we have either 13 yeshivas or 13 systems of brises on that. So learning seems to be strong. Yet, when it comes to davening and seeing Siyat Dishmaya, they were ahead of us. He took off his shoe at the beginning of Tanei Sim, Shein, the rain came. And we make Tanei Sim, Umadavin, and we're not listened. Omalei answered him, Kamoi Havu Komasu Nafshay Agdush Hashem. They were Moshe Nefesh and Gdush Hashem. Anan, Loi Masrin and Avshin, Gdush Hashem. We are no longer doing that. An example, an interesting example. Kihoder Avada Barahavo, Chazio, Lahi Kusis, he saw a Shiksa going, the Havis Levisho, Karbalto Bishuk, she was wearing a Karbalto in the Shuk. Karbalto is some sort of a dress. The Aruch says it was a red dress. And Ain, they have it on the side. They bring the Aruch there. Shane Derek Benoist, she saw Las Casas, Voshu Preetzes. But she saw this Goya going in a Preetzesnik thing. Correct? Sovar, the Bas Yisraeli. He thought it was a Yiddish woman. What did he do? Kom Karamino. He ripped it off of her. That the more calls on Mas Navshin Akdusha Sashem. He saw a problem. He took care of it immediately. Even though it meant Bezyanis, whatever it was, he did it. Now, what happened to be a mistake because it was a Goya. Igloi Milsa de Kusis. See, turns out it's a Kusis. Shaimua. They've judged him by Arba Meizuzi to pay her 400 zuz for embarrassing her. Not our bezin. No, boys by goy. The goyish system charged them. They fined him 400 zuz. Omaleos, he says to Mashmeich, what's your name? Omale Mosun, that was her name, Mosun. Doctor, Omalo, Mosun, Mosun, Arba Meizuzi Shab. He made a play on words. Mosun means. Mosun means in Aramish means 200. Mosun. He said, Mosun is Mosun, Mosun, 200, 200. Abba Meir Zuzah Shavya. You turned out costing me $400. Or Rashi says another chat, Mosun me Loshin, Havi Mesunim Bedin, meaning had I been a little bit more, had I not jumped so quickly, had I thought about it for a second, I would realize you weren't Jewish, I could have saved myself $400. Okay. Rav Gidl Avirogel Davako Ozil the Yosef Ashari the Tfilo. He used to sit by the mikvoyes and direct the women how to be toivel. Omar Lahu Hochi Tfilo, Hochi Tfilo. Amar le Rabbonon Loko Mestafim Mar Miyetzahoro. I mean, he saw the women going tefillin, not afraid. I mean, Omar Lahu, Damien Ba'apoy, they are similar. They look to me, my eyes, kikaki chivri, like white geese. I mean, he has no problem with that. He's above all of that. Rabbi Yochanan, it's a famous gemara in Brochus, in Pesachim Bo Mitzir. Rabbi Yochanan, Avorogel Davakoz, Lvi Yosef Asharit Tefillo. He used to sit by the Asharit Tefillo. He used to sit, not Mamish Badamik, but outside when they would come out, they would see him. He wanted them to see him. Not like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak was seemingly closer to the mikveh. He was directing them in the tefillah. He was sitting outside. They should see him when they're coming out from the mikveh. Oma kisalkin benos Yisroel. When the women come out from the mikveh, v'asin, from tefillah, mistaklin bi, let them look at me. V'nevel uzaro de shapiri kavosa. They'll think of that tzur male. They'll have children that are sharp, are beautiful like me. Rabbi Yochanan was meshufra shufra. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia. It's interesting. In Pesachim, the Gemara, the quote is they should be shapirik avosi and they should learn like me both. But anyway, amele rabbonon loko mestafim mar me'eno bisho. You're not afraid of dayanor. They're looking at you. Chmas dayanor. Amalu ano mizara de Yosef koasino. I'm mizara Yosef. The loshalto be'ena bisha. The descendants of Yosef have a school. They're not. They're above the ayin ora. Dichsev bein poiros Yosef. Rabbiuchas Yankiv bein poiros alei oyin. Omer Rabbo al tikre alei oyin elo oile oyin. They go above the ayin. I mean, they're above. Dayan Hora. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanino Oma Mehocho. Right there. The Yidgul Arov Bekeref Oretz. They compare to fish. Ma Dogi Shebayam Mayim Mechasim Aleim. Just like the fish in the sea. The water covers them up. Vein Ayin Hora Shalet Ez Bohem. The Dayan Hora Nader Shlita. Avzaro Shal Yosef. Ein Ayin Hora Shalet Ez Bohem. So to the descendants of Yosef, there's no day they're above Dayan Hora. Ibo Yisemo, Ayin, it was a schar, Ayin Shalei Rotz, it's a lozun mimash Eina Shalo, the Ayin of Yosef, that didn't want to be Nene, from what didn't belong to him, he didn't want Nene Meshus Adoinov, is Ein Ayin Hora Shaletes Bo. So I'm going to point that, you have in the back right away, it's interesting. When Reb Gidl was by the mikveh, they asked him, aren't you afraid of the Yetzirah? Reb Yochanan, they asked, aren't you afraid of Dayan Hora? They say, because Reb Yochanan didn't see the women going tefillah. He was outside Mishra tefillah when they came out. Reb Gidl apparently was there. He was saying, hocha tefillah, hocha tefillah. So they were asked, what's about the Yetzirah? Reb Yochanan didn't have that problem. On the other hand, Reb Yochanan was there, but Dafka, the women should look at him. So there was a problem of Ayin Hora. That Reb Gidl didn't have. So they each had a different problem. They each were asked a different problem. That's that. Okay. Noshim va'avodim uktanim turim mikrishma uminatvil. Okay. Krishma is a mitzvah as man gromo. Tfilin is a mitzvah as man gromo. Kip shuto. Ratanom hold that. The way we pass so Laila lasman tfilin. Shabbos lasman tfilin. Whatever. It's a mitzvah as man gromo. Mele noshim apote. Avodim apote. Because avodim go with noshim but they're a klal. What's the miktanim in this Mishnah? What's the make ketanim tuim mikrishim and atvilim? Ketanim apote for more mitzvahs. So you do it. Rashi learns here. Rashi learns here. We're talking about a cotton shehigi al chinuch. Now a cotton shehigi al chinuch. They're a klal. Ischaim. Not chaim. They're right. Ischaim. They're born on the mitzvahs. Rashi learns here. Mishnah is telling us a big chiddush. That there's no chinuch on krishma tefillin. Tefillin, we understand, because tefillin is difficult. Stam kotnei yedei lishma gufo. So there's no chinuch on tefillin. Why is there no chinuch on krishma? Says Rashi, very interesting thing. The bottom Rashi there. Afilu kotn shegiyah lechinuch lo hitilu al oviv lechamcho bekrishma v'shena motzi tomit shemagiyah zman krishma. The child is not generally or always around Bezman Krishma. In the summer when it's late night, the kid's sleeping already. Or in the morning, he's not up yet. He's not necessarily around for Zman Krishma. They didn't put down a mitzvah chinuch on Krishma. Same thing.
But if he wants to, he could.
Yeah, of course, of course. But there's no mitzvah chinuch.
It's in any delishma.
What?
Then
it should. There was. But that's granted, the minute Gans call yourselves, we don't put tefillin on our kids. 30 days, 6 or so, whatever, they're hugging more, but why don't you start filling at 7 or 8, like all, everything else we do? Tefillin, we're talking careful on that. Krish, we don't like Rashi. It's a Mechudish to go Rashi. Okay. I'll tell you a good story if we have time. I don't know if this is time for stories and if you have me, but we'll see. Okay. V'chayovin b'tefillu m'zuzu b'chas amazin. Why not? We'll see. The Gemara will talk about it. Chutz Poshut. M'zuzu b'chas amazin. These are not m'zuzu b'chas amazin. What's going on? Okay. Krishma. No, the Gemara starts the other way. You're telling me Noshim are potter from Krishma. Pshita. Mitzvah Ezran Gromo. Because Mitzvah Ezran Gromo, Noshim, Pturis. So the Gemara, Mahu, the same whole Vispo Malchu Shomayim, Kamash Malon. Just like we said yesterday, Shchonosh, right? They didn't know Noshim are potter. I said yesterday, Simonai now, Simonai. Noshim are potter from Krishma, but Nochim, they should say the persecution, else Kabbalah Salam HaShemayim. It goes like the Hava, I mean, that since in Mitzvah Krishma, the Kabbalah Salam HaShemayim, maybe the Taka Mokhuy, even Mitzvah Krishma, that's a Chiddush Mishnah, they are not. Umina Tfilin, Vaita Pshita, it's a Mitzvah Essay, Shazman Gromo. So, Dimur Mao, the same a whole, the Iskish Le Mezuzah, Kamash Malon. Rashi points that says, Ukshartem, Ukshaftem. So I would put Tfillin next to mezuzah. I would say ma noshim ma mezuzah nosh chayos af tfillin nosh chayos kamash nitazay. Okay, now we come to the three that the Mishnah says noshim achay. Tfilo, mezuzah, ubichas hamoz. Okay, we have to be careful with the gears here. I'm going to read the gears the way Tosis goes. Chayom betfilo. Just drop the first two words. It goes later. Mao the same. Again, Tosis has pshita here. It's the same. It follows the same as before. Pshita they have to dab. Amal the same would think no. Holuk sivbo erev uboygevet zohoroyim kimitz esay zman groma domi. I would treat it like a mitzvah esay. Shazman groma kamash mulon derachmeninu. It's asking rachme from Hakadosh Baruch Hu meila noshim achayobes. That's how. Second, that's how Tosis reads the Gemara. Meaning, I would have thought so we treat it like a mitzvah, shazman gromo, because the pasuk says erevok mitzoroyim, kamash malon rachminenu meila they were mechayim noshim and tefillin. One second. Rabbi Nihon throws in. It is matzah because since that we hold, we'll soon sin later. Halavai shispal odom kol hayom kulo. We don't treat it like a mitzvah around Goromo. Well, simple. It's not clear if they had those words. Rach, the way we argue is Rachminenu. They also have to daven, so they made it. So Rashi takes out that whole piece. Rashi says there's no Havamin as Esrei Goromo because since Tefillah is a Derabbonon, most Rishonim hold Tefillah is a Derabbonon, so there's no tzad of Esrei Zman Goromo. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says even in mitzvahs Derabbonon, if it's Zman Goromo Noshim Apturis, you can. Tosfos says like Halel Noshim Apota. What else does it bring there? 1 minute. Meaning Noshim Apoto on Mitzvah Esrei Derabbonon also that as Zman Goromo, so you could have the gears. It means even though Tefillah is a Mitzvah Esrei Derabbonon, we could still say we would think it's Esrei Zman Goromo. Mele Apoto Kamash Mon Dechayv.
What's the answer? The Rachman, why is
they need it. They need it.
But how does that answer?
This overrides. It's a Rabbonon. No, it's a Rabbonon. Maybe they made it. It's up to the Rabbonon to it. Should they give? Usually, when they made a mitzvah Rabbonon, like Halil, they weren't Machayiv women. This they felt women after Davin also. Ubim Zuza. Okay, that's a Vaita Pshit. I mean, what's the tzad and not Isha should be potter from a Zuza? I mean, and of course, love has my Gromo. Mao the same, or the reverse of what we said before. Ho is Kishla Talmud Torah. Kamashvil and Mezuzah is right next to Talmud Torah. The Ma'atim also is Mneichem Chsav Tom. Talmud Torah is where we start at Noshim Apotel. The Ma'atim also is Mneichem Os Benoseichem. So Mezuzah right next to Talmud Torah. I would have thought, made a Hekesh Azah, that Mezuzah is like Talmud Torah and its Potter. Kamashvil and Tzchayiv. The Gemara says, why? Because the next Pasuk, Laman Yirbu Yemeichem. Noshim also have to live. So they also have Mezuzah. Okay. Ubebichas Hamozen, Vaita, what's going on here? Pshita, why should I think that a Noshim should be part of Bichas Hamozen? That's Mamshan's man grom. Pshita, Vaita, my funny habit, you're all the same, a whole look, say, Besay Sashem Lochem Bo Ereb Bosl Lecho, Lechem Baboyke Lizboya. There are times of eating, I would somehow think that might be treated, Kimitses Man Gromo, Domi, Komashlon, it's not. Omer Rav Ada bar Rahav, Noshim Chayovis v'kiddush Hayin. Noshim Ochayiv in Kiddush Hayin Dvat Torah. Midai Raisa, Noshim Ochayiv in Kiddush Shabbos. Okay. Amai, Mitzvah Seseh Zaman Gromo Hi. This is a classic Mitzvah Zaman Gromo. Zochus Yom Shabbos L'Kadshoy. V'chol Mitzvah Seseh Shazman Gromo Noshim Pturis. So why are they Chayiv in Kiddush? Omer Rabaye, Midirabonon. Avada de potter minatoir. But midirabonon, they have to make kiddush. Okay? Fregma two kashis. Omale rov vodavatoir ko omar. He said, Noshim chayov is a bekiddush ayen vatoir, number one. Number two, the oid, kol mitzeses in a chayvinu midrabonon. You're telling me now, what? That a mitzes and groma, kids a mitzes and groma, and midirai supporter. But the chavchomim were machayiv. So now let's go be machayiv women in all mitzvahs around gromas. We never heard about it. This is a very important gemara. Chaim even this gemara today, because there are people when made mistakes. They're claiming this that on a mitzvah shazman gromo aishas petura in ganzen, not just minatoy, which has to do with abon. And those things the gemara mafurish that on a mitzvah shazman gromo at the rise of the mitzvah shazman gromo she's potter even midrabonos. To the point that the Gemara is wondering, what are you saying? He wanted to say she has to make Kiddush with Rabbonon. He says, so then all mitzvahs like, well, should do that? And we obviously do not. Okay. So back to talk again. But kids, so what did Rabbi say? How could he be Mechayiv Noshim in Kiddush min HaTorah? It's a mitzvah can go. Elo Marovo, Omakro, Zohar Vishomor. The Torah compared Zohar to Shomor. Zohar, the mitzvah is Kiddush. Shomor is the Lavin, Melochus. Kol she yeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'schira. Whoever has shmira, meaning has the lavin of Shabbos, has the essays of Shabbos. Now, do women have the laven of Shabbos? Of course they have the laven of Shabbos. That's the Mishnah in Kedusha. Called Mitzvahs, that same Mishnah. It says that Mitzvahs Esay, depend on Zman Gromo. The Mishnah also, Rashi brings it. Called Mitzvahs Losa Say, Bein Shah Zman Gromo, Bein Shein Zman Gromo, Noshim Chayovis. And the Gemara has a limud for that. Hishvi Yishali Ish, Cholain Shabbat Torah. So in the laven of Shabbos, that's nothing to talk about. Losazako Maloch and Noshim have. So the state, any day about it, is in Shmira, which is the Lavin, is in Schira, is in the Esses too. Vahani Nashi, Hoyol is now b'Shmira, is now b'Schira. Important Gemara. Okay. And the Ran, the famous Ran in Shabbos, says that along with this is schlepped along all the mitzvah of Shabbos. The Rabbon, Lechem Mishnah, Shalashudis, the Ran says, all those things go along. So Noshim HaMuchuyovis in all those things. Okay. Amalei Ravina Lerova. Noshim bebiches amozin doiraiso oidrabono. This that noshim achayovis and benchin, is that the mochui midoraiso or midrabono? First one wants to know what's the difference. You got a bench. Lamein afkimina lafuki rabim yedei chayvosim. Explain, that doesn't mean rabim. It means other people. Doesn't mean rabim. Mean one person. Also problem. I amrit doy raiso. Right, that's our rule. So to be moitzi somebody, you have to be a mechuyev badova. It's a mission Rosh Hashanah. Kol she mechuyev badova, moitzi achem. If you're not a mechuyev badova, you're not moitzi achem. Correct? So if Aisha is mechuyeves min atoyre to bench, she can be moitzi a man. He's mechuyev midoraisa. She's mechuyev midoraisa. It's like I'll be moitzi you, so she can be moitzi me. But if Aisha is only mechuyeves midrabonon, that means midoraisa, she's not a mechuyeves badova, she can't be moitzi somebody who's chayev midoraisa. Poshtan afkemina. The man afkemina, afukiram de chevosin. I amre doraisa, osi doraisa, umapik doraisa. Eliamad Rabbonon have a shein a mechuyev bedover. That means the Torah is not a mechuyeves. Kol shein a mechuyev bedover. Mishnah Rishonim ain't a moitzi. It's a rabbi midei chavos. My, that's what Ravina asked Rova. Is Aisha mechuyeves and benchim midoraiso or mid Rabbonon? Toshma. Be'emes omru. Ben mevorech la'oviv. A son will soon. Sipasi means a cotton. Kin bench for the father. Eved mivorech l'rabo, v'isho mivoreches l'baylo. Pashis, they can be moitzi them. Avol continues the Mishnah there. Avol, omru chachomim, tovo me'era, kershet kom lo'odim, sh'ishtu bona mivorechim lo. That he can't bench himself, as a gamada's wife or his son has to bench for him, it's not the best arrangement. But l'maisa state in the Mishnah what? That a isho can be moitzi her husband in benching. But that's exactly our shayla. That's exactly what we want to know. Ravina asked Rava, is Aisha mechuyeves min haTorah? Is he mechuyeves min haRabbanon? Nafke mina, can she be moitzi a man? So Rava says, I got a mefurish Mishnah that Aisha can be moitzi Aish. Meilish mechuyeves haRaisa. That's what Rava holds. Fine. I am a bishma daraisa. If you say daraisa, is that good? Osi daraisa, umapik daraisa. Eli ama derabonon, osi derabonon, umapik daraisa. The kids are always proving to Ravina, you see from there, that Aish is mechuyevis and benchin minatoyim. Oh, so he turns around and says, no, I don't understand, bro. How are you learning that Mishnah? You're taking that Mishnah on face value. She's moitzit of husband, correct? So how are you going to learn the first part of the Mishnah? Ben mevorich la'oviv. A cotton can be moitzi a god. How's that work? The cotton is zichen not mechuyim midoraisa. Not mechuyim anything midoraisa. At best, not mechuyim d'abon l'alzino. At best. So how are you going to learn the Mishnah? Stop saying the Mishnah, I don't understand. The way you're learning, meaning according to you, you take the Mishnah straight. Cotton barchi yuva who is a cotton? Of course, you prove to me Aisha is a barchi yuva. Fine, a cotton's a barchi yuva. You know yourself, a cotton's not a barchi yuva. So we're still going on the Mishnah. We're going to do the Mishnah over there. And what's target of pshat? Elohor b'maya skinen kigon sheochal sheure derabonon in benchin to be mechuyim in the rice in benchin. How much do you have to eat? V'ochal to v'savot kidei sviyo. How much is that? It's a lot. Midirabonon, we bench machlokes Rabbeinu Reb Meir either on kazayis, on kibbeitz. This would be mefirat chametz to kazayis, and you bench. That's only that bono. Midaraisi, you don't have to bench. Midaraisi, you make your day sviya. So you know what that mission is talking about? That mission is talking. And it's, how could the son be boitzi the father? We're talking when the father only ate a kazayis or a kibbeitz, a shira bonon, which means the father is not mechuyav min haTorah. The father is mechuyav drabonon. If the father is mechuyav drabonon, then the son can be moitzim because he's mechuyav drabonon. Then you're talking about the rabbonons. Dosi drabonon or mapik drabonon. That's what's talking about. But you have no right to isha from over there. That's talking with a person who's being yotze with the other person only ate a shir drabonon. So all I need over there is a mechuyav min drabonon. That's all you're proving to me, that the isha is mechuyav min drabonon. That I know. I want to know if she's mechuyav min d'oraisa. This that you prove from there is not a proof. Obviously, we're talking with the other person only ate shir drabonon, or else it couldn't work by God. So that's the case by isha and baila also. So you have no raya from there. End of discussion. What comes out from here? Mode not clear. Mode not clear. Most rishonim remain that it's a sofek. As I can pass the shulchan aruch, isha is a sofek. If she's mechuyav min d'oraisa, mechuyav min drabonon. Some Rishonim pasuk shemuchuyav d'oraisa, because the Gemara before seemed to take on for the poshut because I wasn't pshita shischayiv. Sounds from before like the Gemara assumed that way. But most Rishonim go to remains a suffix. We remain with the bayit lifshit over here. Now, the question, we just will go back 1 second. What is the tzad that she's not mechuyav min d'oraisa? What was the suffix? Why not? I mean, it's not a mitzvah, it's a problem. So Rashi says, Dichsiv al oretz hatoiva shenosan loch in benching, and noshim didn't have chlukas or oretz. They don't have a chelik in the oretz. Tosfos doesn't like that because Tosfos says, if so, what are you going to do with koyanim and levim? They also don't have a chelik in the oretz. What are you going to do with gerim? There's a lot of problems. Tosfos learns it's because in benching it says al teiros chashli matonu, al brischa shechasam debiv sorenu, al teiros chashli matonu. Bris and Torah. The Gemara is going to say later in the sixth parak that if you didn't say Bris with Torah, you're not Yoytze. It sets with his Shaila. Since Aisha has no Shaychus, they said she can't say Bris and Torah. She can't say, I mean, she can say it, but it doesn't mean anything. Mela, she's not in Benchen. No, that means on a man who has it, if he doesn't say it, he's not Yoytze. But Aisha, since she's not Shaychus, she has been. That was the Tzad. So either the Tzad is Noshim don't have Benchen because they don't have a Lord's Asher Nosato, or because they don't have bris for Torah, and that seems to rank Kipshuto remains a suffix in the Gemara. Meantime, we mentioned Shura the Rabbonon brings the Gemara Dorish Rav Aviro Zimna Normalay Mishmei Rav Ami Zimna Normalay Mishmei Rav Asi Omru Malachei Shoris Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Kosuv B'Torascho Asher Lo Yisaponim V'Lo Yikach Shoichat. You're not Noisaponim. But you're not supporting to the Yidden. Dichsiv, Yisa Hashem ponov elecho. Omer lahem, zokta kodesh baruch hu. V'chaloes uponim li Yisroel. I shouldn't be nice upon him to them. Shekosavdi lohem batoiro v'ochalto v'sovote v'rat Hashem lokecho. I told them you only have to bench when they have a kid they sviya. They are machmer on themselves more. So they, so to speak, were nice upon them to me. They took on themselves more than they have to do. So how can I be not nice upon them? Not an easy business. They did extra. So they went the extra mile, I go the extra mile. Problem here is what... Okay. Question is, why they pick this one? I mean, there's books of the chumas that we took upon ourselves. We just finished Nida. The ganze Nida we took on tremendous chumas. I mean, a lot of chumas that the Yidden took upon themselves. Why Yepes was this one picked? So someone said to another bit, hey, everybody has pshat to me. All sorts of pshat to me. So somebody says a very nice idea. He says that it wasn't just a chumar they took upon themselves here. The pshat says say that. What does it mean? He's benching even though he's in the kazayis. It means he doesn't have more than that. Why is he the only kazayis? Why isn't he satiating himself? Because the taka doesn't have more than that. All he has is kazayis. And yet he's mevorich me as if he ate a full meal. That's the extra mile. He's a stam achumre gemardo. Okay. Now if you remember, and as I just put my parenthetical statement, if you don't remember, we had not so long ago a nida. The Gemara asked this kasha over there. to Gemara and Dafayin, I think it is, and he asked the Kash, he says, will you support him? I says, Yisrael Shemponoch. And then he goes to different Teretz. And one says, Kan Koyim Gzardin, and Koyim Lacha Gzardin. That after Gzardin, is not Shem, is not Lashaponim, it's closed, the case is closed. Koyim Gzardin, he does. And here Gemara saying, there's between Yidin and Goyim. It says it over there. It says it means like this. Both Gemaras go together. After Gzardin, that's the Gemara over there. After Gzardin, there's no Nisei Hasponim to anybody. Koidim Gzardin, there shouldn't be Nisei Hasponim either, because for it's Nisei Hasponim. There's a difference between Yidin and Goyim. So at the end of the day, we're coming out, Tosfos says neither. After Gzardin, there's no Nisei Hasponim. It's too late. Koidim Gzardin, Goyim not, and Yidin, yeah. Why Yidin? That's what I said. Why Yidin? Whatever this means over here, for some reason Hashem gave ground, Kaba Yochel.
Okay.
Balkeri Meharher Belibo. Now what's the problem with Balkeri? Balkeri, after Takonas Ezra, there's no, you can't daven and no Torah, correct? They asked him by Isaac B'Torah. Now he's a Balkeri. Is Meharher Belibo, Krishmi doesn't say, he thinks it. The brach is born after. He isn't even maharer. He's just maharer to Krishna. Well, since he goes the rice. Valamozim, when it comes to benchin, mivorech la'achrav. Again, behiru. He's maharer to benchin. Ve'enu mivorech lefonov. The brach is before. He isn't even maharer. Reb Yudom mivorech lefneim la'achrayim. He holds. He can say everything. We'll get to Reb Yudom later. Let's figure out the Tanakhama first. Now we have an interesting problem over here. He caught a bind over here. Is Hira Kedibur or not? Is Hira considered, you said it, like you said or not? It was stuck over here. On one hand, you're telling me, somehow it sounds like it is. Because he's selling his Mahara Krishna, so he's doing so. On the other hand, a Balkari can't learn. So then how can it be Mahara? Is it? Is Hira considered, he said it, or he didn't? There seems to be a Stira Mineo Bay here. On one hand, it sounds like Hira is Kedibur. Because you're telling me Mahara and Krishna. On the other hand, if it's Kedibur, he can't be Mahara, because like he can't say to Krishna. Omer Avina, Zoy Soymeres, here Kedibur Domi. He says from this right, Mishra's a right, here Kedibur Domi. And Zoktuashi v'chol Adam Nami Yetzitich v'osu b'hira. Anybody could be Mahara and Krishna. Why? Disal Kedaitoch, Lav Kedibur Domi. If here's Lav Kedibur Domi, it's nothing. So Loma Mahara. So why are you telling the Balkari to Mahara Krishna? He's talking, he's a Balkari, he can't talk to Krishna. He's talking, so don't say it. What can I do? What do you mean Mahara for? It's nothing. Apparently, it's something. Here is Kedibur, and anybody really could be Mahara Krishna. He has to be Mahara for some reason. Oh, that's the question. If here is Kedibur, so how can he do it? Hello, what? Somehow you matted that easy. You took off the kind of sensor, so then I'm going to say to Krishna, what's going on over here? Hello, my, here is Kedibur Domi. Here in Kedibur, how's the Balkari doing it? Some of you matter that Issa. Okay, so he stopped one and they let it go for Krishna. That could be. So then let him say it. What's the difference? Basically, what's the difference here in Kedibur? If here's Kedibur Domi. Zog the more important thing. Where did Issa, where Takon and Ezra come from? It came from Sinai over there. Because he said, I'll teach you Elisha. That was his smach, because it says right after that, "Voldatam lebonecho yoyim asher omadet lufnei Hashem lekecho b'chayriv." This is a hekesh I'm learning to the Maimon Har Sinai. So that's why he said, just like there, the carry was no good here too. But in Matan Torah, it was a dibur. So Takonas Ezra was only made on dibur. Say no chanami. Even though here a kid dibur domi, you can be yoytzei. But legabe the Issa Balkari, the Issa Balkari was made only on Dibur. The Rabbeinu Yen says, "Cause v'hoidatam libonecho, to give it over, you got to talk. That's got to be Dibur. That's Rabbeinu Shita. Here, can Dibur Domi. That's made anybody can be Mahara Krishna. But a Balkari doesn't have the Issa of Torah Behira. So that's the Eitzu we give him. That's the Eitzu we give him. Be Mahara in the Krishna. Okay." Okay, now, let's continue 1 second. Reb Chisda goes the other way. He doesn't buy that difference. He says it must be here as Lav Kedibur. Because if he is Kedibur, we wouldn't let the Balkari do it. He goes, yeah, he doesn't buy this cash from the Sinai business. Reb Chisda Domi, here Lav Kedibur Domi. Disal Kedaitoch, here a Kedibur Domi. So Yetzi Bisfosov, Mechmei, Monashok. If you're mata, you're mata. Obviously, here is not kedibah domi. Elamai. Now, just hold on 1 second. Now, we most came out everybody pass here lav kedibah domi, which means if you remember when we had before in birach belibo yotzu, or Rameyah said olive ovcha. We said that it doesn't mean you thought it, believe it. It means you was chiduch sosai. You just couldn't hear yourself. It means be miyotzi from miyotzi shita that you need lashmiya es ozno, but not hero. You gotta what they call chiduch sosai. You have to move your lips. You gotta say it. It doesn't have to be audible, but you gotta say it. Okay, now we got a problem here. If Mahir Lav Kediba Domi, so what is he being Mahir Krishma for? He's doing absolutely nothing. Elamai Hir Lav Kediba Domi, Loma Maharia, what's he doing it for? It's not helping him for Krishna because Hir Lav Kediba Domi. I'm Rabbi Lezak, they shall let you call Oilamoy Asuga, we yeshiva a bottle. Yeah, we don't, everybody's in shul, everybody's saying Krishna, it's their clots. So we keep him busy, we tell him, be Maharia in Krishna. Niggas appear, let him, he's going to go learn something else.
For his purpose.
What?
It's for his purpose. So
yeah. So it could be his purpose. It shouldn't look like his purpose. But let's see, but that kind of a thing. So it sounds like.
Let's perish and see where you're going to get up in the pool.
What?
Let's perish and see where.
Okay, well,
for
choice.
His sake, then he knows what the answer is, and nobody else does.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ligos Pirgachrin, you want to keep him busy. It sounds like we just want to keep him busy, you're right. Anyway, let him learn some else. See later. Allowed to learn. We want him doing something that the tzibur is doing. We want to keep him with the tzibur. Oh, Fregim, let's go slow. All right, Tfilo, what about Davinin? The Dovish at Sibra Sukimbo. Now, what's by davening? Is the Balkari Mahara the davening? You'll see, no, it's not. Hayoimid v'tfilo. He was in the middle of davening. V'niske shul Balkari lo yafsik eli yikatze. He shouldn't stop. He should make. We saw later. I mean, make shorter brachas. Time of the askel because he started davening. Hello, askel, lo yaskel. That means when we said here Mahara Krishna, but not davening. You're telling me now in Reb Chizda that really here at Kedibur is nothing. He's doing nothing, this fellow. Elawad, we want to keep him busy when the tzibur is doing. We want him to somehow be together with the tzibur. So then he should be Mahara Tfilah also. Now, this is an interesting thing because you could ask this on Ravina too. Ravina held here at Kedibur Domi, so we make him be Mahara Krishna. Why aren't we making him be Mahara Tfilah? So tell you so, that we understand the difference in being Yotze, that we're more serious on the Daraisas we want him to Chaparayim. The Drabonans will let go. But here in Rav Chisda, he's doing nothing. The hearer is not going to say anything. It's just to keep him in sync with the tzibur. That the Gemara didn't hear a difference when the rice is not bonus. Someone's going to change that right away. Zogma shiny tefillah, the less b'malchu shamayim. If it's tefillah doesn't, if Krishna's kabbalah so malchu shamayim, so at least let him be maharir. Frank the Gemara, birchas hamozen la'achov, the less b'malchu shamayim, utnan mozen mevorich la'achov, ben mevorich l'ponov. We want him being maharir to bench and vayter, it's nothing, yet we want him doing it. Do malchus shamayim? Elo krishu birchas hamozen daraisu tefillah derabbanan. On the rices, we tell him to be maharir. On the abonans, we drop it. Even though, as Twice points out, he's not gaining anything from this. Really, all he's gaining is keeping busy. And again, they also point out at this point, obviously, it's falling off of the tzibur business because benching has nothing to do with tzibur. It's not to keep him in line with the tzibur. Somehow to keep himself somewhat connected to the mainstream Judaism, I don't know what you want to call it. So on the rice, as we told them to be maharir, on the abonon's not. Okay, we have a few minutes. A cute story. This happened to Maisa. Happened many years ago in Borough Park. I'm familiar with Borough Park. It was 11 o'clock at night. I was walking down 14th Avenue, going home. There's nobody on the street. Coming opposite me, like a block away, was a chassidish younger man walking with a four-year-old little boy. Walking, we were sort of walking like this. We were heading towards the, if you know, the Tzvi Aguda, the 14th Avenue Aguda. It used to be a main center, Aguda activities over there. Anyway, as we're converging on each other like this, comes out from a car, pulls up here, comes out from the Aguda, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, accompanied by somebody. It must have been some sort of meeting going on there. He was pumped walking out to get into this car to go home. Anyway, the three of us, Mamish, met. We converged. I was here, this Pesach guy was here. Rabbi Yankov came here. We all met, so he gave him shalom. Then he looks at this Christian guy with the little boy and he says to him, Spät war der Junge. It's late for the little boy. It's 11 o'clock at night. What are you doing? A little boy in the street. So the guy says to him, we had a bar mitzvah, simcha, I don't remember exactly. And we gave him a nap in the afternoon. He should be able to stay up. Says Rabbi Yankee, Rashi and Baruchah Zuck. Rashi and Baruchah says, there's no chinuch for a child on Krishma. Why? Because he's not motzi etzalova bizman Krishma. Meaning he's sleeping by Zman Krishma. Why didn't they give him a nap and keep him up for Krishma? Apparently, sinit gizun for a kind. A gute Nacht. He got into the car and drove off into the horizon. I was standing left looking at this. Look at me. Most interesting thing.